Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Choose your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Well, the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol aids cotton producers in growing a sustainable cotton crop. I had the opportunity to speak with the program's operation manager for the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, Tillman White. And White said he primarily covers the supply side of the programs within the Trust Protocol.
Within the protocol, I mainly cover the supply side of the program. So I work with our growers, our gins, merchants, and co-ops. As far as growers, I work with them enrolling into the program. So going through the different enrollment steps, helping them fill out some data, also helping them with some bell uploads, and also helping out with some of the marketers as far as any shipments to our mill manufacturers, but mainly covering that supply side of the program.
2022, of course, we all know, was a year full of ups and downs for cotton growers, with some areas receiving too much rain, some not getting enough. That's the case for us here. White's encouraging growers to look into utilizing the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol to access data to help them improve each year.
Still encourage our growers out there that are enrolled and that have, not ever enrolled to the program, just to look into a program like the protocol where we can provide data for that grower. They can see, their production practices year over year, what they can do to improve production practices, compare their different fields or operation, compare with regional and state benchmarks. But I think that's important, as far as information to give to our growers, especially in a year like this past year, and to always be looking, at the horizon for a program like this and what's going on within the industry.
For producers who are not enrolled in the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, you can go to trustuscotton.org and view the information and helpful aspects of the program. Well, over the last two decades, the strongest rural job gains were in smaller industries that tend to employ high-skill workers. USDA Economic Research Service reports the highest growth was in the real estate industry. Also showing some rapid growth was the administrative services industry, which includes office administration, facility support, business support services, security services, convention and trade shows, and waste management and treatment. Other rural industries that grew over the past two decades were healthcare and social assistance, professional, scientific, and technical services, educational services, and finance and insurance. The growth of these industries represented a shift in rural production towards industries that employ higher shares of high-skilled workers. Consistent with this shift, the percentage of rural college-educated workers increased from 21.5% in 2012 to 23.8% in 2019. However, these rates have remained lower than the share of college-educated urban workers at 38% in 2019. You've got farm news on Ron. Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.